Good morning. It is our prayer that you would come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestell. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then 11 o'clock is our morning worship. And then 4 o'clock this afternoon is our evening prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study is 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening. You can check us out on the web by going to www.independencebaptist.org. There's much information there concerning our church, the things we believe, and the things we practice. This morning, I'd like to continue in a message that I began last Sunday morning from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. The subject is the opportunities God has given His people to bless and to cleanse their nation. Last Sunday morning, we noticed that it is God's people, not governmental processes, that are called for. There is no need for Christians to strike up a political agenda. There is no need for new laws. We need to obey God's laws, the laws that are already in force in our nation today, and do not look for loopholes here or there. We found in this verse before us, in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, that it is the people of God, it is those people who are called by the name of God, that needs to come before God. It is not lost people that need to repent. It is the people of God. It is Christians that need to humble themselves before God. It is Christians that need to pray before God. It is Christians that need to seek the face of the Lord. And then we were on this point, that it is Christians who need to turn from their wicked ways. I know sometimes today that people will say, well, you know, I'm a Christian, I don't have any wicked ways. Well, the Bible states here very clearly, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. God would not say that if He did not mean it. When God said that His people were the ones with wicked ways, that is exactly what He meant. Now, some Christians will say they aren't sinning. I've heard people tell me, I never sin anymore. I make a few mistakes, but I don't sin. That's kind of a odd argument, but you'll notice that when Christians say they aren't sinning, they are not very well acquainted with the Word of God to know what sin is. I know this. The book of Malachi, chapter 3 and verse 8, the Israelites told Malachi when he said, you've robbed God. And they said, wherein have we robbed thee? And Malachi answered, in tithes and offering. And so here it is. These people had robbed God and didn't even know they had done it. There are people today that have sinned before Almighty God and don't even know they've done it. And the Bible says that we ought to recognize what sin is and turn from our wicked ways. It's not just a mistake. There are things that are absolutely horrible in the sight of God. And we need to know that God does not accept wickedness. He doesn't. There is a judgment to pay. And God's people need to understand and know that that is so. But notice now the blessings that God will give to His people and to the nation that turns from their wickedness. Just as the nation of Nineveh turned at the preaching of Jonah, so should the United States of America turn at the preaching of the Word of God. The Bible said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Now notice what the Bible states. Then will I hear from heaven. And I will have to say that it is only then that God will hear from heaven. I know that God sees all kinds of wickedness, right? I mean, everybody I think knows that. God hears all kinds of wickedness, and God understands everything that every person ever does. God knows about that. If God knows all about the wickedness, don't you think God knows when God's people turn to Him. When they turn from the wicked ways, and then God will hear from heaven. This hearing that God is speaking about is not the same kind of hearing as when God hears someone curse His name. But this is a hearing of blessing. God will hear. And God will accept our prayer of forgiveness. The Bible states that God will not only hear from heaven, but God will forgive their sin. God will only forgive sin when it is recognized as sin. As long as a person says, "I have not sinned," then they are not forgiven. The Bible said if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. That not only applies to an individual, that also applies to a nation. And every nation has sinned against God. And God is the one that sets up kings and takes them down. God is the one that makes a nation possible. If it were not for God, the United States of America would not even be a country. We would be under the dominion of someone else. The fact is, God will forgive sin, but God's people need to read their Bible, and they need to know what sin is, and they need to know that our sin is against God. But if we don't read our Bibles, if we don't study our Bibles, if we don't understand what sin is, then we as the people of God will never humble ourselves before God, and we will never ask God to forgive us, and God will never heal our land. This is what it comes down to. Read with me once again, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. I know I've read this verse many times, but listen to what it says. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I'm glad that God said He will hear from heaven. I'm glad that God said He will forgive our sin. I'm glad that God said He will heal our land. Listen, the solution for the nation's difficulties, the nation's problems, and all the things that's facing us today is not a political solution. It's not an economic solution. It's not with the Democrats. It's not with the Republicans. It's not with the independents. It's not with race relations. It's not with some kind of executive legislative process. It's not with political power and prestige. It's not with political and religious rallies. Listen, what's it all about? It's about God's children humbling themselves before an almighty, most holy God, confessing their sin and asking God to forgive them after they turn from their wicked ways. God's people often try to solve their problems, especially national problems, without God through some kind of political process. This is completely impossible to do. When God solves problems, the political process will be fixed. And God can keep difficulties stopped. Notice this. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 16 and verse 7, the Bible states, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." Do you think that's the truth? Let me read that again. That's in Proverbs 16, verse 7. I trust you'll read this in your Bible. "When a man's ways please the Lord, he," that is God, "maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." You see, when God's people serve God, God's way, God will even make their enemies to be at peace with them. That's why the Bible states, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." It's just the truth. When a man's ways please the Lord, God can take care of everything else. You see, the most singular thing that God's children need to do is to make sure that we do what God says, not what is necessarily ethical, or not what is necessarily legal, or not what people would consider moral. But we need to do what God says, because it is God's laws that are being broken. God will hold us accountable in His court. When we break a secular law, we are held accountable in a secular court. But when we break one of God's laws, God holds us accountable in His court. Notice in Psalms 9, verse 17, the Bible states, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." These innumerable acts of terrorism against the United States prove that the ways of the United States do not please God. We can think about the bombing of the World Trade Center. We can think about the destruction of the building in Oklahoma City, and the promise of our enemies that they're going to commit more acts of terrorism against us. These are all signs that the ways of our nation do not please God. What should we do about all of these things? First and foremost, we need to get into the Word of God. It would behoove all of the children of God to be found reading the Word of God. I know you have a lot of things to do. I know that you're very busy. You have your work. You have all the things that you desire to do. But do you not think, and I'm talking here to the people that are called by the name of God, do you not think that it would behoove you to read the Word of God, just to sit down and to take some time with the Word of God and to read it and to meditate upon the Word of God and to seek the face of the Lord and to pray to God? Are you too busy? Do you have too many more important things to do than to read the Bible? And if you do, then maybe you are not a child of God. God says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." I believe today that there's a lack of knowledge about what sin is. I believe that there's a lack of knowledge about what a most holy God desires of His people. There is today a living and a planning and a dying without consulting the will of God. It is as if people are saying to God, "I'll take care of my own affairs. You just go your own way, and I'll just meet you in church. I don't need you every day of the week. I can take care of all of these things. And after all, I'll just leave all of that other stuff, religious stuff, to the elite religiousites, and they can take care of it all." You see, many people today seem to believe that if they go to church on Sunday morning, they don't have to go back Sunday night or Wednesday night. And they've actually, by going to services on Sunday morning, that they have now paid their dues to Christ, and the rest of the week belongs to them. And they forget that all of their lives and all of their possessions belong to God. Notice Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. "Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and naked, and blind." So it is with those people that are called by God's name today. I think many of them do not know that they are wretched. They do not know that they are miserable, that they are poor, that they are blind, and that they are naked. I would beseech you that you might seek the face of God, read His Bible, and see what God says. Well, I see that my time has slipped away from me once again this morning. I do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen to you next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, to another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.